Hey, babe. Yeah, I just got here. Yeah, just getting unpacked now. It's good. Vancouver's nice. It is a little cold, but I think it should warm up in a couple of weeks. And I brought some layers, so it shouldn't be too bad. Yeah, the room's good. It's small, but there's a kitchenette and high-speed internet, so I'm good. And there's a pond outside with some ducks, so I can always go out and sit on the bench there and stare into the distance all lonely-like. No, I'm kidding. Well, there is a pond and ducks, but I'm fine. It's just a couple months, and then I'll be back there with a few modifications. Upgrades? I don't know. Anyway, it won't be too long. How are things there? Yeah? Did you make it to the climbing gym yesterday? Yeah? Good work. And yeah, I'm a little nervous. Not in a bad way, just butterflies, I guess. No, I'm not having second thoughts. I want to do this. I've been thinking about it for a long time, and our relationship helped me come to terms with that. You know, off and on since college. Sometimes I think, you know, maybe I could find a cute guy and we could just do a lot of pegging. Like I could come home and kiss his neck and grab his butt and then bend him over and we could just fuck like that. Plus oral, lots of oral. You know, a lot like our relationship has been lately. Wait, you're not having second thoughts, are you? Okay, good. Because the last couple months have been amazing. Like, really good. Yeah. And this feels right to me. Plus, it'll be so much easier without the strap on, you know? More spontaneous. Like, I had a sleeper cabin on the train over here, and we could have just fucked like rabbits. So yeah, I want a cock. Yeah. And hey, do you have the catalog next to you? Yes, I'm talking about the dick book. Can you turn to page 68? What do you think of that one? The Sophia? It says the estimated erect length is about 6.5 to 8 inches. That's good, right? And it looks so smooth. Yeah, I know it's my dick, but I still want your input. I mean, you're the one that's gonna be, you know, taking it. Can you do 8 inches? Is that too big? The cock we've been using at home is a little over 6, I think. And that feels good, and I like wearing it and looking down and seeing it, but I kinda wanna go a little bigger. I mean, 6 inches is good, but I want a big one. You know, just a little obscene. Like, slutty dick girl fertility goddess. Hey now, don't tease me. You like the idea. Yeah, I know. Maybe you want this one? Page 74? Holy shit, I don't think I could fit that in a skirt. Would be kind of fun to try, though. And no, there's not a dick named the Helga, although you probably love that, wouldn't you? Okay, what about the Victoria? On page 52? That one's pretty, right? And it's definitely a cock, you know. It's proportional and thick and a really good size. Yeah, this is a nice one. Like, it looks so heavy, even when it's soft. I could just get out of the shower and kind of wag it at you. Fuck, we're not gonna get anything done around the house for months. Except, you know, each other. And it looks like both of these match up well with my genetics, so it'll be just a quick insertion of the extra genes and then a little nano structuring. And then my clit will just get bigger and bigger until It looks like this. I think about a couple inches every month. Yeah, full growth is about 90 days. And I said sometimes there's a little bit after that, but it's usually girth and not length, so yeah. Which means I should be bigger than you somewhere around 60? Is it okay that I said that? I like thinking about it. You like it too, right? Yeah? Good. Because I am gonna have the bigger cock. Yeah. That's fun to say. And yeah, there's just a small surgery for the testicles. And okay, that's not a sexy word. And we're off to the races. So just a couple months here and then big cock girlfriend. The wonders of modern science, right? And yeah, they said my sex drive will probably go through the roof for a while. I'll probably want to fuck anything that moves. The doctor called it mounting behavior, which sounds about right. Also, I might see some slight increases in muscle mass, but that's it. It shouldn't change my voice or body or anything. And my balls, is that word better? Will produce a tailored form of testosterone that shouldn't affect the rest of me. Just the cock and my sex drive. And the muscle, but I like that idea too. Kind of an added bonus there. But hey, listen. There's something I need to bring up. I think it's a good thing. Okay, well, don't be mad, but I told Erica. Yeah, but she's my best friend, and I needed to talk about it with someone. No, I didn't talk so much about the sex stuff, but I think she figured it out. Her eyes got big for a minute, and she did a hand gesture, and yeah, she knows I'm the top. But that's not unheard of these days. And honestly, I think she might be a little bit jealous. Like, we've been so happy lately, and things have never been that great with her and Todd, so yeah. And I asked her not to tell anyone. But, I was thinking maybe we could just lean into this? Like, I kind of like the idea of being a little obvious with it. And realistically, I will have a bulge, and I'm not sure how I feel about tucking. Maybe I want to show it off a little? You know, like at a beach or at the gym, or maybe on a date. I mean, nothing outrageous, just bulge. You know, tasteful, but present. Maybe I want other people to know that I'm fucking you. Or to just suggest it. I think I like the way Erica's eyes lit up. It could be fun to play with that. So, I have another proposal. Could you do a few things for me? Okay, let me get in the right headspace for this. I want you to do a few things for me. So, I'm gonna be here for a couple months, and I thought you could work on some stuff while I'm away. Actually, I made a list on the way over. Yeah, I was super horny and I wanted to get a few ideas on paper. So, you know that I like the cute guy aesthetic, and I thought we could just take that a little further. You know what I mean, like, toned but a little soft, with a small waist and a nice round bottom, and a cute dick. And that's sort of you already, so let's just go with it. Okay, so I want you to go to the gym with Erica and start doing some butt workouts. Like the ones that the Instagram girls do. I want you to do those. Yeah, I know you lift a bit already, but maybe you could skip the upper body stuff for a while. And Erica could give you pointers on the squats and hip thrusts. Yeah, she's a personal trainer and she's cool, and it doesn't have to be weird. And you already have a really lovely bottom. I just want to see what it would look like if it was slightly bigger. Like, so it's a little bit noticeable. Maybe I want other people to see how nice it is. And how fuckable you are. Maybe I want other girls to see it and have thoughts about it. Or guys. Or maybe even Erica. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of making her a little jealous. Can you do that for me? Yeah? Okay. And also, I made you an appointment at the spa on Friday. I want you to try the laser. It's easy. You just walk in, put your arms out like those body scanners at the airport, and the machine swoops down and lasers all the hair. And then you're good for about a month. I think you might be surprised at how much different you look without body hair. I don't think most guys have experienced that, but it's kind of transformative. You're gonna notice how nice your legs are, and how much more sensitive your skin is. And it's not that I hate body hair. I just thought this would be fun to try. And if you want, you can leave a little bit too. If you want. Maybe just a little triangle. And then you can hit the sauna and get a massage. Just enjoy it. And then you have to exfoliate and use lotion every day after that. Like, head to toe right after you shower. Then just put on my robe and walk around the house and feel smooth and sexy. I want you to get used to that. You are sexy. Yeah, I mean, I've been watching you take my strap on for the last couple months, so I know what I'm talking about. Do you like these ideas? You don't have to do any of it if you don't want to. I mean, I like how you look now. You're already very attractive. I just also like the thought of making you a little bit sluttier, maybe? Is that okay? Yeah. I like thinking about you looking kind of pretty. And sucking my cock. And I thought you might like that too. Yeah. Also, can we try a few more things? Can I buy you cute underwear? Or just panties? Please? I think you look good in them. Your legs are already great, and I want to see you in something that shows off a bit. Yeah, like a bikini brief or something else with partial coverage. You know, the kind that shows off your ass. Or just cute briefs. If you hate it, that's fine, but I want to see it. I think it'd look really good. And can you take pictures and send them to me? I mean, you want me to have jerk-off material, right? Because that's gonna be a thing. You could send me pictures of your butt, or your bulge tucked in the front of your panties. And I could think about pulling them to the side and pinning your legs against your chest and watching the faces you make while I fuck you. Okay, I'm getting way too turned on. I probably need to keep it down. I'm not sure how thick these walls are. Okay. Can you touch yourself right now? Lightly? And maybe think about the last months. And how good things have been. And the sound you make slapping against my hips. And maybe Me kissing your shoulder. My breath on your neck. That moment when you give in and arch your back. And present yourself to get fucked. I have a couple more things. I want you to practice while I'm away. Like blowjobs and taking cock. There's an influencer that I like, Veronica Mars. Yeah, I like the old TV show. She's kind of tall and has big boobs and a cock, and she's an exclusive top and does video tutorials. I want you to watch her blowjob videos. She says guys are usually better, but there's still technique to be learned. Yeah, I kind of have an expectation for blowjobs. And I could practice too. I still like giving them. You know, I could just pull down your panties and put your dick in my mouth and also finger you like a slut. Do you like that idea? Yeah? You're a little bit submissive. No, it's good. I just want you to watch her videos and practice and imagine that it's me. Think about my cock and kissing it and how big and threatening it feels in your mouth, and also how sexy and slutty you feel. I've seen that look in your eyes. I want you to embrace that. Relax into it. I want you to think about kissing down my shaft, kissing my balls, and then the inside of my legs, and then looking back at me and looking all the way from the base to the top. Would you like that? Yeah. And when we finish, maybe you'll want me to come in your mouth. Or on your face. That could be fun too. Or maybe you just can't stand it. And you just desperately want to get fucked. And you push me down and glide down on it. Yeah. See, I also like thinking about these things. And keep on touching yourself, okay? Also, maybe grind against something. Like on the chair, or I'll get the strap on and just roll your hips on it. Like you're grinding on me. Let me know when you get close. Okay. So, I want you to watch the videos and practice. And I'll buy you a larger cock to deep throat. Also, one to ride. Yeah, that's important too. Bigger ones take practice, and I don't want to hurt you, so practice, okay? You know, just fuck yourself with big cocks and think about me. And you're still okay with all this, right? Yeah? You're okay with working out and being smooth and wearing cute underwear and getting railed by your girlfriend? I mean, you sound like you like it. Can you tell me that? Say, yes. That's exactly what I want. I want you to fuck me. Or however you want to say it. Yeah. Okay. Good. I like that idea too. We're gonna have to figure out fun sex too. Are you close? Yeah? Okay. Keep going. I have one more thing, but it's kind of kinky, so I'll just say it. What if your dick was just slightly smaller? Like, a little bit? I really like the cute ones. You know? The ones that get hard and just barely peek out above their panties. I like those. They look pretty. And they look like they'd be fun to tease. And they look good getting fucked. Like when a girl's getting fucked from behind and she has a cute little one that's just hard and swinging helplessly. I love that. Would it be too much to ask if we tried something that made you a little smaller? Think of it like the cherry on top of everything else. If you don't like it, it should be reversible. It's like a lotion you put on after you shower. It might also make your skin a little softer and your butt a little more sensitive. All good things, right? Yeah, Veronica, that influencer I like, says it can really help people to learn to come from anal. So, no real downsides, right? And plus, there's the implied statement of submission and preference for my cock that I love thinking about. Like, I'll just use mine for fucking. Can we try it? It's okay if no, it's just very slutty. And I love the thought of watching a pretty and somewhat petite dick pouncing on my cock. You'd like that too, right? Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to bounce on me until you come? How about right now? Okay. Just keep touching yourself and think about riding me and how good it feels and how I'm hitting just the right spot. And we're both sweaty and flushed and you look super hot and we're going really hard and then I can feel you getting close and I bite my lip and grab your hips and thrust harder and harder. Until you come. Yeah. Kenny. Right now. Think about my cock and come for me. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Bounce on me and come. Yeah. Please. All over me. Fuck yes. Okay. I love this. I can hear you panting. Fuck. Did you? Yeah. Fuck. I wish I was there right now. Fuck. I miss you so much already. I wish I could hold you right now. But, I'm gonna buy that lotion, okay? Yeah, done. Yeah, I already had the window open on my computer. If you change your mind or decide it's too much, that's fine. No pressure. Yeah, and don't forget the spa on Friday. Also, look for some fun packages over the next couple days. Yeah, there'll be a few. And, oh shit, that's the clinic calling. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? I love you.